out choking popcorn here.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Cometeorological Report. I'm here with my co-hosts, Frankie McDonald and Brandon Houck, and our team of cometeorologists, our panel are coming. Cometeorologists, they're these people who specialize in comedy and meteorology, the study of comedy and meteorology. The weather is funny business. This is your show to complain about how much the weather sucks in Canada. And I'm your host, Joey Only, as I said, and I am reporting to you tonight from, well, the date is the 28th of October, but you and Prince George will be listening to this show on the 30th on CFUR 88.7 FM. And then on the 1st of November, we'll be at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You'll be listening to us there. So welcome all you listeners. And we're looking at the weather of the week in review. And I'm reporting to you live from hundreds of kilometers west of Quinello in the middle of the wilderness. So it's interesting that I get to work these wilderness jobs and still get to come home to a camp where the food is good and where there's internet and where I can still... I just spent 10 hours walking around the bush today not hearing a human voice or let alone a bird voice or a... The forest is trashed where we are, actually. It's just been smashed by beetles back in the day. If you recall, the 20 years ago, we had this pine beetle epidemic and many of the forests out here, it's actually unbroken wilderness, but the forests are just trash. There's trees down everywhere in them. So it's kind of a salvage operation in a sense. It's maybe it's certainly going to remove a lot of ground fuels out in areas and create some good fire breaks. What I've been noticing about these forests I'm in is the animals don't like them because of the nature of them. They're trashed. I don't hear birds in them. I don't see the moose hang out by the water. There is grizzly bears around, but and wolves, but they're very choosy to not go into the thick of the forest. So that's what I'm doing. I'm timber cruising out here in a camp full of loggers and having a good time. And I'm talking to my co-hosts, Frankie McDonald and Brandon Houck, our two top weathermen.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Frankie McDonald, how is Sydney, Nova Scotia going this week?
Right now, it's cool outside right now, but a little windy right now, and I'm doing great so far. It's cloudy, but it's clearing up a little bit, and the weather in Vancouver, British Columbia, has been raining a lot lately, and I'm doing great these days. Here's a special guest by Fred Bears in Bonaventure, Quebec. Hi, Frankie, I don't. I'm doing great so far. I'm not with the bear. I'm doing great. I'm here. Brad, Fred the Bear. It's with Monica in Bonaventure, Quebec. Hey, no, what are you doing? I'm doing great over. My friend, Fred the Bear, is away in Bonaventure, Quebec. Hey, no, what are you doing? I'm doing really well. The bear, you're doing well. See you alive now. That's no, the bear. Fill in for Fred the Bear, since Fred the Bear is in Bonaventure, Quebec.
How long is Fred going to stay with Monica?
Don't know. And the weather in the central states, it caused a lot of thunderstorms. Cold air has gone away. Warm air fighting each other. It's been warm air, cold air fighting each other, causing the hailstorms in Australia. This is their spring as of right now. And Antarctica is getting warmer. A lot of research people will be going down to Antarctica soon because their southern hemisphere summer starts on December 21st.
What's going on for hurricane action this week, Frankie?
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
No hurricanes. United States, eastern United States got hit by a nor'easter.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
It brought power outages in Massachusetts, things like that. Trees are down and things like that.
Where'd that all hit? Like Massachusetts and Maine and places like that?
Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, and all these places.
Did you feel any of it in Nova Scotia?
Yes, wind. Never felt any rain.
Yeah, we kind of missed the whole superstorm here in the interior. We had, yesterday got really windy all day long, and we were working in the forest and trees kept falling down left, right, and center. And I said, I'm a danger tree assessor. I should know better than to be in here. And that was pretty much my experience of the superstorm as far as BC is concerned. We just really didn't see that much of the action up here. And hey, that's good. We don't live in the coast. So if you ever are on Facebook, which is, I guess, not Facebook anymore, I don't know, check out Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. It's a group that I run, and Brennan and Frankie are both involved on it. So you can find them there, and it's for BC Interior Weather. Frankie, what's going on across Canada?
Right now, and it's been a cooler in Ontario. We got lots of rain. And this weekend's heading for Quebec, where Big Sky lives. And it's still Facebook.com for now.
What about Africa this week?
A lot of thunderstorms in Central Africa. South Africa is getting warmer there because their summer starts on December 21st.
How about Europe? Any stories?
That means Europe is getting colder and Russia's getting colder now too. Lots of rain in the UK, Norway, and snowing up Norway.
Frankie McDonald, what did you do this week for videos?
I just did a tornado siren, things like that. My TikTok has 500,000 followers already. I got 500,000 followers on TikTok already. It's been a lot of rain in Western Europe, in Eastern Europe, like in Russia, close to Moscow, Belarus, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and all these places. In Sweden, it's been a lot of rain in Stockholm, Sweden, right now.
So tell me about your TikTok, Frankie. How did you get 500,000 subscribers?
My TikTok is, I opened up in July 2019. I was doing the short videos of myself. I just upload my weather reports, dance videos, and my comedy videos to my TikTok and my YouTube channel. On my TikTok, I'm getting so many views lately.
That's crazy. I mean, you're up to 269,000, I see, on YouTube now. You are growing, continuously growing. Where is the ceiling for Frankie McDonald? Where does it end? How huge are you going to get, buddy?
Probably up to 100 million followers, probably on TikTok.
If I had TikTok, I would do that. But one of these guys that doesn't own a cell phone. Well, I do. But, I mean, you see, it looks like a cell phone, but it's not. Because a cell phone has cellular service, right?
People can download TikTok on computers now with Windows 11.
Can they? Right on, then maybe I will. Maybe I'll join them. I don't understand TikTok. It's like all these short things. And then I make these videos that are like 10 minutes long on my YouTube channel.
Wait, upload the videos to TikTok.
I'm like, I can't make a 40-second long video. I'm not capable of it. Good to see you this week, Frankie. Stick around and we'll talk to you lots more. But we should say hi to Brennan Houck. And today he was teaching fifth graders weather down in Brooks, Alberta, radio weather. And he's got his Doppler Boy shirt on. I'm wearing my Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires. And that says, it says, don't create funeral pyres in the woods. That's an Ewok. So Doppler Boy, Tell us about the fifth grade students and tell us about whatever you want to tell us about the weather in Alberta.
It's confirmed train cables in the concert now.
Facebook, I think the whole company of Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp changed to Meta today. That's the new name. That's a weird name. And then Twitter put an announcement a couple hours ago, big news that they're still... Just joking, there's still Twitter. That was funny. Oh my goodness. Today I did it all online here, but it was really cool. I got to use all these background photos and I get to show them what I how I made a weather forecast. They all really loved it. Spent an hour at Griffin Park Elementary School this morning. Yeah, spent a solid hour showing the kids what I did every day and how early I got up, and there was some really great questions, some really weird questions, and all in all, it was a great bunch of kids. So that was earlier today. Then the weather situation, luckily I did a school presentation today because the weather is just crazy. That's right, here in the province of Alberta over the next 24 hours. We've got this next system coming in, and that's going to change our weather drastically as we go through the end of the week and into the weekend here. So here's the deal. Well, earlier this week, we've had throughout the week, it's actually been pretty nice. We've had temperatures hovering anywhere around at least the teens, and overnight it's been pretty pleasant as well. Lots of sunshine to enjoy, short sleeve weather at least. And now that's all going to change, as now we have a snowfall warning's been issued for southeastern portions of the province, Crow's Nest Pass up to Banff National Park. So some areas in Banff National Park, especially in the Icefields Parkway, could get up to 30 centimeters of snow by the end of the day tomorrow, and other areas through Banff down through the town sites and down towards the Crow's Nest Pass could see up to 10 to 20 centimeters of snow. So we were monitoring that all day today on the station down in the Crow's Nest Pass with weather updates all day there. Calgary's also going to get some of that snow as well on Friday. Potential's there for about 5 to 10 centimeters of snow to fall. And for us, we're going to see overnight, we're seeing our temperatures go up to the teens with these Chinook conditions, and the winds will gust 90 to 100 kilometers an hour in the southwest with a brief Chinook, and then that all falls apart once that cold front goes through. So the temperature goes from like 10 to 11 tonight down to 3 tomorrow afternoon with a frontal passage there. So we'll probably start off as rain here in our area and right through Brooks here with temperatures still above the freezing mark. So most of the day will be raining in this area. So we're not going to see much in the way of major accumulations across the rest of southern Alberta. But once that colder air taps in, we'll see that rain make a transition over to snow. And it will be gross, I know. We'll probably pick up about 2 to 4 centimeters of snow in this area here is what I'm going with. But some models are hinting at about 10 centimeters. I think that's a little too much for this area because it's been so warm, and we're going to have all that rain mixing in. So we'll likely be ended up the 2 to 4 centimeter range with about 5 to 10 millimeters of rain tomorrow. So, and then the wind's going to pick up out of the door.
The equivalent in precipitation. The equivalent of precipitation, but not necessarily all snow, you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the story for our area. But for areas in the foothills and the mountains, it's all going to be snow. And that's why we got those snowfall warnings out. So that will be, and also the winds are going to pick up out of the northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 50 to 60. So that's going to be even more miserable out there through the day on Friday. And then once the system passes, the sun comes out, but it stays cold well into next week. So we have high pressure dominating, but temperatures, daytime high is only about 1-2 degrees, and overnight lows in the minus teens. So it's definitely going to feel like November by the beginning of next week. And it's going to be a cold Halloween here in Alberta.
We've been seeing it in southern BC today, 10 to 20 centimeters already. And so can you explain to everybody how the superstorm last weekend or the beginning of the week set this up?
Oh, yeah. See, bombogenesis, weather bomb cyclone. It's situated right off the coast there. And it's a lot of people I notice on the BC side of things say, we didn't get a storm. That wasn't much of a storm. Well, how lucky they were. The storm, the center of the storm was about 500 kilometers offshore. And the center of the storm, the pressure dropped to 942 millibars. So this lowest pressure ever in the north Eastern Pacific, and the wave height that was produced by that storm was 42 feet high. So that was pretty impressive just off a buoy, just to the south of the center of the low there. So definitely had winds gusts at least 130, 140K out in the center of the storm there. So that BC got very, very lucky, even though they had a little bit of impact. So there were some power outages, but I think about 8,000 people on the island without power, and a few trees came down because some areas did have those little peak wind gusts that get up to 100 kilometers an hour on the island there, especially on the coastal sections. Inland was a little quieter on the wind side of things. So that was the situation of the storm there. And then it just hovered off the coast there. And that allowed for that atmospheric river to set up, especially in California. They had quite, I think Sacramento broke their rainfall record this month, Sacramento, California there. So that was that atmospheric river. And then the part of the storm itself went across the southern United States yesterday. And we had a tornado outbreak in Missouri this week.
It's a twister.
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
Storms get me pumped up, man. I'm telling you what, man. I've seen some storms in my day, but this one right here, I sense it, man. I just got that. See, I broke my foot a long time ago on a dirt bike. Every time it storms and it's getting pressured up, I can feel it. I can feel it in my foot, that left foot right there.
Oh, yeah?
You don't believe me? You don't believe me, do you?
Here, I believe it.
I'm going to show you right now.
That's all right. You don't have to.
I'm going to show you right now.
It's okay. It's all right.
I want you to look here.
I believe you.
I want you to look right here. Look. You see that scar? Yeah.
Your feet stink.
It produced some pretty devastating tornadoes along the Missouri-Illinois border there. So devastating damage occurred there. And then the tornado yesterday in Orange, Texas, that tornado went across the I-10 there and picked up side by side and tossed it out through the air, and it landed in a ditch somewhere, and they found it all torn apart. So that's why, probably why you shouldn't be in a side-by-side in a tornado at any time, that's for sure. So that was part of that storm, and then that next system moved in with the atmospheric river off the coast sections of BC, and that's what's fueling the snow, the big snows for the BC interior, and as well as that precipitation that's going to be developing here in Alberta for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Well, weathermen, we're like geologists in the sense that you can ask us the same question, we'll all have different answers. So everything you said was absolutely correct. But what I was trying to get at was the dip of the jet stream.
Oh, the dip of the jet stream, yeah. The troughing in the jet stream. That's right, the troughing in the jet stream, allowing for the atmospheric river to set up. So you get the big trough in the Pacific, and you tap into some of the tropics down by Hawaii, and then you get your atmospheric river Pineapple Express, and that's all that moisture rides the jet stream right into the West Coast. And
that storm like seemed to bend. That storm seemed to bend the jet stream, so that now we're getting that colder air coming down the next bunch of days too.
Oh yeah.
So I'm looking at Prince George's forecast for this weekend. Saturday, 2 degrees, sunny, -9 at night. Pretty much the same forecast on Sunday, -7 at night. Monday, +3, -6 at night. Tuesday, 6 degrees, -2 at night. Starts to warm up as the week gets on. But you're looking at definitely a bit of a chillier but clear start. And I know that some of the logger guys are pretty excited to see this forecast, because it means roads will be frozen up and things will be easier to drive on out here in the bush. So certainly, and truth be known, we end up with what I'm doing, cruising through the timber, having 5 feet of snow on the ground would make travel actually so much easier, because we could take snowmobiles into the bush. You know, we got trees on top of trees on top of trees, but you know, you can snowshoe on top, and then you don't have to climb up and down all day long. So in some ways we're kind of looking forward to, and we're at 1400 meters here at this camp, so there will be snow at some point, but not this week coming up. Frankie or Brandon, what about our viewers in Winnipeg? What can they look forward to start next work week? What do you think it'll be like for them when they listen to us on Monday?
November 1st there. And with the Arctic area of high pressure diving in from the north, and that is going to produce that northerly flow. And the lakes in Manitoba are wide open. They haven't frozen up. And when you get that colder air crossing over that warmer air, you get the lake effect machine going, and that's going to get going across southern parts of Manitoba. So we could be dealing with lake effect snow.
Places like Michigan, they get lake effect snow. In Michigan, Ohio, New York, and all these places, they get a lot of lake effect snow. Same with the Great Lakes region and stateside too.
I'm looking at Winnipeg's forecast for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it looks a lot like Prince George's. So I don't know what's going on there. Our Joe Stover hasn't been around to tell us what's up over there.
Yeah, so it'll still be...
Confirmed Joe Stover's playing hockey.
Oh, is he?
Lake effect snow will be... will hit... Probably not everybody will get it, but some areas will be... if you're right inside of the lake and you're looking north, you're going to get lake effect snow.
I know when it happens in Ontario, it's just crazy, right? Like, well, you might recall in 1999, we had this crazy snowstorm, and like 2 meters of snow fell. I was in university in Hamilton, and it just like, I'd never seen anything like it. Just in a day and a half, 2 days, like 2 meters. I mean, like, it snows. We get the biggest snowpacks on Earth in the mountains of BC, but you don't see 2 meters fall like that, and you have to have that lake effect. And we seen a few years ago, Buffalo, New York had the same sort of thing. When you looked at the satellite images, you could see like about 30 kilometers offshore, everything just going broiling up and going straight onto Buffalo. It was just amazing the way that was happening.
Yeah, that stuff is very convective too. So you get thunder snow. Chances of thunder snow goes.
People think that's rare, but I've seen thunder snows many, many times, and perhaps being in the mountains, we get a bit more of that. But I've seen in other parts of Canada too. I was in Ontario, and the weekend I left in 2002 for good to come west, it was like +15 that evening, and then it suddenly was -15 about an hour and a half later, and the snowstorm / thunderstorm that came through was just unbelievable. Violent, aggressive storm.
Wow.
Like March 8th or 9th or something like that, 2002. And then I got in the Greyhound bus.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my first thunder snow. I've
got in the Greyhound bus and I got to Sudbury.
Yeah.
And then it was my first blizzarding. Thunder. It was blizzarding. So our bus got, you know, stuck in Sudbury for 2 days or for a day or something like that. And then we drove across Northern Ontario and it was like minus 35 and just blasting and blowing. It was gross. Apparently, we don't have Imogen Cookie Bailey on the show tonight because she is in flight lessons. She's going to become a pilot.
Flight lessons. Oh.
And that involves a lot of weather talk. You want to become a pilot, you got to know the weather.
That's right.
So just out of curiosity, seeing as it's just the three of us on, Frankie and Ben, what are your favorite sources of weather news?
Source AccuWeather and things like that.
Sources of weather news. Well, I guess usually everything pops up on my timeline, so it's pretty handy for me, all the weather news and everything. But I guess, yeah, sometimes weather network's pretty good. What else? AccuWeather has some good articles in there. And usually I find everything before it even comes news. So everyone sends me images and yeah. So that's social media, I guess.
I'll pop this up here, show you my favorite. 1 second. I'm going to use this trick that Brandon taught me today where I get to put images behind me. Choose virtual background. All the things about Zoom I didn't even know yet. Okay, here it goes. So this here is a Navigation Canada map. And if you are Imogen Cookie Bailey and you're studying how to become a pilot, you are going to have to learn how to use this air traffic control maps. And these are some of my favorites. Yeah. Do you ever check these out? Any opinions, anything to say about it?
I look at those maps every day.
Every day.
Every day.
That's pretty much like, that's my go-to, right? You can kind of look at the long-range forecasts and guess and hum and haw, but for a lot of people, they can't read they don't understand what all the symbols and icons mean.
Another good site is windy.com. It's pretty good for those who are not... I guess for everybody, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Another one just like it is ventusky.com. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but it's quite similar to Windy, but it's just a little different in some of its features. And for some things, I like Ventusky. Yeah. For some things, I like Windy.
I like this one has all the world on the Windy here. So you don't have to go searching a pile of a different site for webcams. They're all right there. You just fly around and click on a webcam somewhere in the world and take a look at weather conditions out there. So
on Windy.
Pretty handy.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Another one that's really good is earth.nullschool.net. Have you ever looked at that one? It's like just a picture of the globe. It has all the different layers. So you can basically look at like global weather all at once. It's just awesome. But it's pretty much only current weather. It's not predictive.
Okay. Another good site is Spot Weather is another good one. Spot WX for modeling. That's good if you're into that, deep into the models and the
tell us about the
long
models.
Range forecast. Yeah, actually. So there's Windy here. So I'll show you the webcam feature. So you go right there. It's dark over here. So let's go to like Hawaii. Shall we? Here's Hawaii here where it's not dark. And there's an image, there's the ocean there.
That's awesome.
So that's Windy.
Brandon, you still got Windows 10, I got Windows 11.
Yeah. You noticed that, didn't you? My map's not loaded. I got to turn that around. Decided to close by itself sometimes. It does that when I'm not looking.
Oh, no, I just turned my camera off by accident.
Uh-oh. What did I did that today on the press. They're all, I'm talking about something. They're all kids or the teachers like, we can't see anything. Your camera. Oh, what? There's Spot Weather here. This is my other favorite place to go. So you get the temperatures, you get, and then there's the precipitation there. And then you get wind speeds down here. And then this tells you convective availability here.
Very cool.
That's it. It's, and fun. That is Indeed, for sure. And then you just search. So where are you located?
I can search the exact location where you're at. Hold on.
You can look at Sacha, T-S-A-H, or T-S-A-C-H-A Lake. That's probably the closest large body of water to here. And unfortunately, I cannot turn my camera back on. Make sure your camera is powered on.
Lake. Tasha Lake? T-A-S-H-A. Oh, Sasha.
T-S-A-C-H-A.
Yeah, there it is. So yeah, you're right there. There's Tweedsmuir Provincial Park here. Something like that. Yep. Yeah, Quesnel's right there. So then we just go in here into the GFS, the global model here. And then, yeah, this is your highest temperature. Next week will be about 6. Lots of sun. Overnight lows. And then you go in here.
What site is this? This is awesome.
As I say, hot weather. And then there's your minus 9. So then you decide what forecast high you're going to go with. And then you got all your clear days down here. Next chance precipitation not till next Friday. Well, it's a fun little site to use. And then you get your you get all the models here: NAM, RAP, HER, Triple HR is in here if you have it available for your area. And then this is the HRDPS, the RDPS, all the Canadian models, U.S. models. Just the European model one isn't on here. No, it isn't. But yeah, that's spot weather.
That is cool.
One of my favorite places to go every day. Every day.
I apologize that I can't turn my camera back on without turning my computer off, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
So you have to look at this face of mine.
There you go. You get to look at you instead. So I guess I should tell you another story that I found today on the internet. Yeah, I should do that. So, this was from the radio show this morning, but in Wisconsin, some guy had a little too much, I guess. He decided to take his truck in his ice fishing shack out to the lake today or yesterday in Wisconsin. And that was late at night, and he drove his vehicle and his shack right into the lake. But he got out okay. But yeah. They charged him for DUI, of course. But yeah, that's a story from yesterday. Some dude driving his truck into the lake with his ice fishing shack, ready to go ice fishing when it's like 20 degrees outside.
There's some real winners in the world. So
you guys ice fishing in BC. Yeah.
This is. I guess the radio listeners don't really need to see my beautiful face talking. Sure makes for.
I guess not. No.
Sure makes for. I had these beautiful backgrounds all picked, and some reason I went to click on the little arrow next to the start video, but I accidentally hit the stop video instead. And that's not what I meant to do. Frozen in time.
I need you to hear about that up in the North Pole. That's where Santa Claus is live right now. That means at Halloween, then Remembrance Day, U.S. Thanksgiving is the last holiday in the stateside before Christmas. Then at Christmas, then it'll be Santa Claus will be delivering gifts to children and other people too. Then at the end of Christmas Eve, when it's over, Santa Claus will need a lot of rest. Santa Claus was the first person ever to get the COVID-19 vaccine, and Santa Claus was the first person to get a booster shot ever.
Really? I didn't know that. What about Halloween, Frankie? What do you think about Halloween?
At Halloween, when children go trick-or-treating, that means you guys are too old to go trick-or-treating. I'm too old to go trick-or-treating. It's only for kids.
I'm not too old to go trick-or-treating, folks.
Well, I got kids, so I can take them trick-or-treating. So therefore, once you're too old to go trick-or-treating, you just got to make little children and live vicariously through them and then steal their candy at night when they're in bed.
There you go.
But you don't need that one. That's too sugary. What's the best kind of candy to get, Frankie?
Chocolate bars and chips and things like that.
What about those people who give you those weird, like, toffees?
Toffees. It's like Halloween kisses.
There's always the people who give you the weird candies.
And they call them rocket candy and things like that.
And like these little hard pumpkins and things. Like, I saw a diagram today about, like, who's the worst candy and who's got the best candy. The best is, you know, king-size chocolate bars. But who can afford to give that out to kids?
Probably giving out candy corn, eh? Yeah.
You know what I found out, though? If you just close your doors and turn off all your lights and pretend that you're not home, then you don't have to buy any candy.
Or live in the middle of nowhere and no one comes to your house anyways.
There actually is somebody at that Sasha Lake that you're just looking up. You know, it's way out by Tweedsmuir Park. It's way out in the middle of nowhere. There's what I found out this week is there's two people who live at this Sasha Lake. There's no road access. It's a guy and his 90-year-old mother. She hasn't left the property in 20 years. These people are still out there somewhere. I'm so jealous. I want to find them and either interview them or buy his house. I guess they have lives. They got some livestock and they got some gardens going on. And I guess he's got a couple machines there for logging and whatnot, and I hear. And these people just live in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that guy, you know, remember Wilderness Guy? He like goes to Alaska back in the 60s, you know, and he makes this movie of himself building, you know, a cabin out of basically nothing, trapping and surviving. And he's like real back to the land people there. But I mean, this place is way out there. So we went to a trailhead that you could walk the trailhead to their place, and it's about 2 kilometers down the trailhead because of the logging has actually opened up some roads nearby. And I guess West Fraser was going to make a road to their house, but there's just so much swamp in between that they gave up. So these people still don't have a full connecting road to get to their place. But I'm so jealous. And I guess that lake, I mean, you can see the Coast Mountains right there. I mean, it's wouldn't be a bad place to hide from all the horror of humanity. Kind of like that song I wrote. In the wilderness without a friend.
That's right.
Where it's the apocalypse, but nothing's happening.
When the sky grows dark and the thunder rolls, all you gotta know is that you're on your own. The horrors lurk inside your soul, and many men are lost in the northern cold. Where the snowpack's weak or the ice is thin, nobody's coming when you're falling. You're freezing, drowning, panicking. I promise I will never give in. In the wilderness without a friend, or in the metropolis where everything's rotten. In the wilderness without a friend, where it's the apocalypse but nothing's happening.
Yeah, they wouldn't know if there's nuclear war going on half the planet out there.
They're like, what?
Oh, the humans are up to human stuff again.
Yep, that's right. Just like Frankie, aliens, I guess.
Frankie, what are the chances of nuclear war?
Not very many, because that means they will stop it. Then they got the people. They got some guys, and probably halt the nuclear war altogether.
Mutually assured destruction. They say that's going to keep us safe because everyone's afraid to pull the trigger because everyone will blow up. But I don't believe that. Humans are just. I still can't turn my camera on. But we got Joe Stover right here. He's in the airport in Churchill, Manitoba. Tell us about refueling airplanes. You're back. You're back in Churchill finally.
Back in Churchill, yeah. Don't know how long. Who knows? My life is always in flux. You never know. But yes, I'm in Churchill, and in the middle of fueling a bunch of airplanes that are coming down right now because they were all supposed to be here earlier today. It's bear season, so there's so many planes that are coming in and out with tourists and, you know, mucky mucks and such. And see the polar bears and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I thought that the night shift, because I decided to work the night shift, I thought it was going to be nice and easy because all the planes that were supposed to come were in the morning. But because we were fogged in until 4 this afternoon, I got to do all the planes. So I'm up to 6 now, I think, in the last couple hours. So it's just going nuts. So that meant I couldn't play hockey tonight. I started working. We're also working for Tundra Buggy this bear season, and my day started at 6 o'clock in the morning with them. So it's been a long day, but I'm glad I at least get to hang out with you guys for a short time.
You're a few hours ahead of us. So, I mean, I've had a long day, but you're a few hours deeper in the bag. What are you refueling today? Dash sevens, eights, something like that?
Well, I did a 737. I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did a 737. Actually, it's the Montreal Alouettes plane that's being used as a charter. So the Montreal Alouettes plane is parked out front here, which is kind of neat. So that one, I did a couple of ATR 72s and 42s, did a couple of medevacs, and a plane just landed that started their day in Scottsdale, Arizona, down in the United States. And they went from Scottsdale to Winnipeg to Brandon. Now they're here and they're deciding whether they're going to take fuel before they head back to Winnipeg and then eventually back down to Scottsdale.
So why do people from Arizona want to go to Brandon, Manitoba and Churchill? What's the link there?
Well, I don't know why they went to Brandon. That's an interesting one. They went from Scottsdale to Winnipeg to Brandon, then here. So I'm not too sure why they stopped over in Brandon, but we see all sorts of aircraft in the 6 weeks of bear season up here. It's pretty neat, the kind of people we see, but they're all here to see the polar bears, and the polar bears are everywhere. We saw seven today, and they're all getting ready for the Hudson Bay to freeze over, which should start happening in the next little bit. Tomorrow is our last day that's forecast above freezing for at least the next week. So we'll be probably seeing a lot more activity when it comes to polar bears in the next few weeks.
That's cool. I accidentally turned my camera off and it won't turn back on. So that's why my face is frozen. Brandon taught me how to put cool background images up. And we do have Peter Glank, who just showed up too from Virginia Beach. So as soon as you got to run, we'll switch over to Pete. But I just maybe run through the process of refueling aircraft and let people know what it's about. And you may not be doing this long. You may be moving to a new job or something. Am I mistaken?
Well, I don't know. There's a bunch of balls in the air. I wish I really knew what was going on, but I'm okay with the chaos for now. But for now, I'm here in Churchill, and I'm never going to move. I don't think. Like, I'd just go away for work. That's about it. But Churchill is home. Churchill's where I will always want to hang my hat. So, but in terms of fueling planes, they'll give me a call. Either the pilots will come across here and give me a call, or I'll get a call from, let's say, like an airline's dispatch or something, and they'll say, yep, this plane needs this much, and they'll be here at this time. So I get my truck ready. I make sure that the quality checks are done with the fuel, because that, of course, is very important for anybody that wants to know how many quality checks are done with fuel before it actually gets onto an airplane. There's like 8 or 9, like the fuel is checked 8 or 9 times to make sure that it's safe to, no water, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So water's the big one. We don't want water in any of our aircraft or tanks or fuel trucks. So it's checked all the time. So for anybody that ever flies out on an aircraft, you can take my word that fuel is checked tons and tons and tons of times.
Well, so are revolvers on movie sets.
Well, I think there's a bit more quality checks that go into fueling an airplane than having somebody a loaded / not loaded / maybe loaded pistol.
And so then once you check the fuel, then what?
So once we check the fuel, once we get the order, we drive up to the aircraft, and we have two hoses on our truck. We have a big hose, which is called an underwing hose, which is for the bigger planes. And those you might see, you know, hooked up to like a wing or to whatever.
It's like a 4-inch hose or something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's about there. And then we have the overwing hoses, which are just a little bit bigger than ones you'll see at a gas pump for your vehicles and such. And that's operated the same way as one of those pumps that you would see at a gas station. So those are for the smaller planes that have, you know, like fuel caps, and you take off the fuel cap and, you know, put it in just like you normally would.
They all got all types of hoses up there.
Hey, Canada is the land of hosers, right? Hey, take off, hoser.
I think hosers. Take off, eh?
Take off, eh?
Well, I hope you're still refueling aircraft when I come to Churchill to visit, because I don't want just anybody refueling my airplane.
Well, I'll do my best. If I'm here, I
mean, who fuels the airplane? Joe's one of them, and your colleagues, that's another.
That's right. The morning folks and the evening folks. We've talked about them before, eh, Frankie?
Both you and your colleagues.
That's right. And whenever we take vacations, the other person works. And when the other person takes a vacation, the other person works.
I just got the stellar idea.
Up in Google took none of it. Up in Google took none of it. Olivier is there right now. That means if it try to get, and if somebody goes up to CFS Alert, they can get in big trouble.
Oh, yeah. They got it. They need permission to go to those places.
You can't just go there. There's a lot of restrictions. Unauthorized photographer can't take pictures in CFS Alert or to get in trouble with the military police.
Can you enforce a station alert? You're going to have a hard time finding it. It's way up there in the north.
Nonetheless, I just got
this great idea, and I think next fall we should try to get as many of us as we can and just raid Joe Stover's town.
Please.
Go see some polar bears. We could do a meteorological report right from
on site. On the
all
road.
Together. You know, it would be fun because then we wouldn't have to just sit for 1 hour and record. We could just record clips all day long until, and then just throw them together into one big long video. It would be hilarious.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be pretty cool. But
I want to see polar bears. I want to see Churchill, Manitoba, and I'm pretty sure I want to see Joe Stover in person someday. And I think Frankie McDonald probably feels the same. Brandon, Peter, I don't know if you're allowed in Canada or not. I'm not sure if I'm allowed in America. Okay, Joe.
Gotta go.
Who won that Winnipeg game last week? Oh, he's already gone. Last week, Joe Stover reported from the Winnipeg Jets game. Peter Galanko, he's down in Virginia Beach, one of our regular meteorologists. Talk to us, Peter Galanko. You're looking good with your new haircut, and you're in a part of the house I've never seen you in before.
I am. That's because I'm actually in Illinois, just outside of Chicago, and I was in Virginia Beach this morning, and flew out here today, and there are some really cool cloud formations.
What was the weather like in Virginia Beach when you left?
It's been it's cooling down, but it's been had some wind the past few days, but it feels it's pretty good.
Like compared to Chicago, you know, like what world did you
Chicago is a calm day in Chicago today.
Us in Canada, we're just always concerned, like, what is the weather like in Virginia Beach? Like, it's hard to wrap my head around, because it was snowing on me while I was working in the block today. Hard to wrap my head around a place where maybe you could probably sit on the beach and, you know, not be snowed on, at least.
For y'all would, it's still, for Canadians, it's still bathing suit weather in Virginia Beach. When I say it cooled down a little bit, that's based on the Virginia Beach perspective. And for me, it's long sleeve weather here in Chicago. Well, it is probably still like short sleeve weather here. Like, so it's like, Virginia Beach, the general overview of Virginia Beach weather is that it'll get real. We have the four seasons is like real hot in the summer for a few months, and then we have a proper fall, proper spring, proper winter, I guess, depending on how cold you're used to. Some years doesn't snow. Some years doesn't snow in Virginia, so that is but most years we get some snow. So we
whereas in Wells, where I live, some months it doesn't snow.
Some months it doesn't snow. Yeah,
like 1,200 meters above sea level. That far north, I mean, it could be July. I've seen it snowed in July on us. But I mean, that's not the shared experience for most people in Canada. I happen to live high up in the mountains. Even Joe Stover, way up north.
The winter is coming. Be prepared.
What should people do to be prepared for winter, Frankie?
Have your snow plow, shovel, snow scoop, snow blowers ready. Have your heater ready. Have your oil ready for the furnace and things like that. Make sure drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea, drink lots of green tea. Have your winter tires ready. Pepsi and Coke and things like that. And pizzas and Chinese food.
Have your pizzas and Pepsis and Cokes and Chinese food ready. is winter's coming. What else do people do to get ready for winter, Frankie?
Make sure I have extra warm clothes ready, extra blankets ready, lots of oil for the heater ready. Get the oil.
Or firewood.
And firewood, too.
I got all my firewood.
And I got some Wisconsin cheese curds today. Good stuff. Yes. Y'all eat cheese curds up there?
Where I grew up in Ontario, it's common, but in BC, you hardly ever see cheese curds. And I grew up eating cheese curds like a snack. So good.
Cheese curds go in poutine. Poutine. Oh, yes.
You can put any cheese on poutine. It's not exactly correct. It's got to be cheese curds. Often you're in British Columbia, because cheese curds aren't easy to come by here, you can't get proper poutine in a lot of places. So when you get somewhere like the Poutinery on Highway 97 by just north of Clinton, BC, that's like a poutine shop. It's a maple syrup building. It's got every kind of poutine and maple syrup product you can imagine, run by French people.
Wisconsin is one of the few states in the United States that does cheese curds proper.
Dairy country there, eh? I enjoyed my time in Illinois when I was down there. I hitchhiked through it, actually, in 1997 as an 18-year-old kid.
You're a bad man.
To go see punk rock music. Lots of stories about it. I got a song even called Midwest Festival on one of my albums. It tells the story, right? But, being an 18-year-old kid, it was pretty eye-opening for me to see America that way for the first time, really, you know, not just in mom's car or something like that. I mean, sleeping in ditches and bushes and being picked up by random people who were often very weird, but really interesting and really cool. And then even being picked up by these religious folks and brought to the normal Illinois university's Bible chapel or campus chapel or whatever, and stayed there for the night, and they fed us and just weird things, man. It was a great trip. And then when tornadic weather came, that's why we got brought to that ministry, actually, because it was a tornado outbreak forecast that day, and guy picked us up. He's like, yeah, you can't be out here. We'll take it to Normal. I was like, Normal? What's Normal? It's a town in Illinois called Normal Peoria. And on everything in Normal says Normal on it. Like, so the water tower says Normal in big letters, right? Then you're like, go by Normal Fire Department, and then there's Normal Police Department, and Normal City Hall, and Normal Pizzeria, and Normal Arcade, and Normal Magazine Shop, and Normal. And it's kind of a trip walking around a town where it says Normal on everything. And I guess for the most part, it really is. It's a university town, but it's pretty normal.
Normal people.
So I don't know what you call people from Normal. If they're Normillions or Normals or Normalians or Normammals or
just Normatillions.
Normal. They're just normal.
Normal sapiens.
Where are you?
Just normal sapiens. I can't believe my face has been frozen all episode long. For you radio listeners, I froze my face, and it took me a while to get over it. Because I used to seeing myself. It's kind of like when you're trying to sing with your band. I mean, you guys aren't musicians, you don't know, but you're a radio announcer. So, you know, if you're trying to speak on the radio without your headphones on or without monitor, it can be awkward, right? So here I am speaking and just having the trust that my face doesn't look bad.
Well, yeah, I think your face looks good.
It's not a bad face. That's a real serious look, though. Hmm.
Yeah, you got the radio look.
That's
the
my
face radio.
That's my sexy look. That's what that is.
Tinder.
That's what I've
Tinder profile. Been in the, there you go.
I'm 200 kilometers from women out here in the wilderness. But here's a nice picture of me, because maybe someday I'll be around human beings again. Although I really like this camp, man. The food is being catered by, so there's a company that comes out of Wells where I live that caters for the gold mine. They also run the Pooley Street Cafe. They run the bakery in Barkerville as well. And they have Evolution Camp Services. So they run the camp food for Barkerville Gold Mines. So when I got here and seen the Evolution Camp Services truck, I was like, oh my goodness, yes. Because like tonight, for example, it was like ribs, but they were like braised so good. And there's like cod. And last night there was like this amazing steak. He did something to it. I don't know what, like cooked it in this sauce or something. It was like, it was rare and bloody and sweet and spicy. And oh, it had prawns with it. And it's just, and then like the things they're making for our lunches are like, It's like these little like pastries with like pastrami and cream cheese in them, and it's like such good food, man. I don't want to go home, cook for myself, do dishes. Yeah. You know, I don't make my own bed. I just let it be like crappy looking, you know. But here I come every day, I come home after being in the bush all day, and my bed is made. Someone comes in my room and makes my bed.
Like housekeeping, hey?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's like 10, 15 loggers here, and it's small. It's just, you know, a few buildings and out in the middle of absolute nowhere, and it's freedom, man. No one's looking. You know, and I still do my job good. It doesn't, the fact that no one's looking doesn't stop me from working hard. It just takes that stress off your day. I'm just walking through the forest and looking at my GPS, deciding,
nature is
putting flags where a road might go. We're logging the loader, you know, so I want to sit down and take 5 minutes and look at the view. I sat down and did that today. No big deal. You know, it's just like, there's no pressure. This is the career for me. Doesn't pay quite as good as forest firefighting, and I'll be doing that again next summer for sure. Yeah, no Gabriel Berardo this week. He's on day 46 of posting the same message on Twitter, hoping that Mark Robinson will meet him. I think the kid's just got to get a vehicle and go to Guelph. It's not that far from where he lives.
And another guy, Reed Timber, he's extremely busy chasing storms.
There's still storm action going on for Reed. We need to get Reed on this show.
We'll try.
It's been a while since we had a GB rap.
It is. I want Reed Timber on this show.
Extreme, Reed Timber's favorite place is central United States of tornado zones and storm zones and severe thunderstorm zones. That's his favorite place.
Like, we've already got all the other weather stars on at one time or another. We need Reed on when it's not so busy, of course. And he did follow me on Twitter. And that, I don't know if he's still following me or not, but he was. And he probably is. And that was one of those moments where I was just like, yeah! There's not many things. It's like, you know, like, I'm one of these, I used to be a musician. Like, I partied with Gord Downie and met everybody in Canada one time or another. But it's like, Reed Timber follows me. I'm like jumping out of my chair. Woohoo! It's like hard to get me excited.
Yeah.
But Reed, come on.
And that means Reed got to deal with hailstones and things like that.
What's the biggest hailstone you ever saw, Frankie?
Softballs, the grapefruit size hail in North Dakota, USA.
But I mean, in Nova Scotia, you ever get large hail of any kind there?
No, just small hail, smaller than peas.
Just those little guys. I keep making hand gestures to the camera, and it's not working. That's the one that
softball
killed someone's cow in Brooks, Alberta.
It's in the freezer at somebody's house. This is hailstone.
Somebody's gonna put it in his whiskey.
That's right. Might be a little too big for the glass of softball size, but
well, it's just no. You just need a big glass, lots of whiskey.
That's right.
Listen to me, sober guy. I haven't had a drink in 16 months.
That's great.
But if I was gonna have one, it would be a whiskey with a giant piece of hail in it. We'll score.
In some of those places in the States, they get hail big as golf balls and things like that. Or tornadoes.
They're like, Joey, do you still smoke weed? I heard you heard you're sober. I was like, I quit drinking. I didn't quit being cool. Come on.
I think it depends on the person. I know some people are the weed affects them more than other people, like, but it's just like I think in general though that counts. Like, it counts as a sobriety if you especially when you're talking about people that are like heavy alcoholics and stuff. It's just like I don't know. Everybody got their own healthy balance.
You're certainly not robbing people with a hammer at Main Street to fuel your weed habits.
No, that's
for sure. I never have. I never became that desperate of a pothead that I had to, you know. And that's the thing too. It's like people were so afraid of heroin addicts, but I mean, like, you know, there's like everyone I know who's on heroin, they just sleep.
They don't move.
They're not rob you. they're not gonna attack you for your money. I'm just gonna go to sleep for a while. I guess that's maybe what I should be doing soon. This has been the Comedological Report. with tonight Frankie McDonald and Brandon Houck, meteorologist Peter Glanco and Joe Stover. We didn't have Imogen because she's taking her pilot's license. Gabriel Berardo is missing in action. Someone put on an APB for that kid. Who knows what he's up to? Probably no good. And who else are we missing? Everybody.
Hey,
that's good. I was really concerned that we didn't have fast enough internet speed here at camp to actually pull off a Zoom meeting. So
what about Ronnie and those guys that went on your show before?
We need Ronnie back on. He's been kind of laying low for a while.
You have to get him on again.
His career of working for supervised safe injection site.
And Trey Cables with the new radio station. He got a job in a new radio station. He's really busy. Tonight he's at a concert.
Oh, really? What's the station?
Don't know.
We're going to have to get Trey on and find out again. That's good news, though.
Yes.
I was pretty sad when he lost his job.
And my Instagram is Frankie McD 1984. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. My TikTok is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Clapper is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie MACD1. My Twitch is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Facebook is Frankie McDowell. My Twitter is Frankie McD.
You can find Brandon Houck on Twitter at where?
Hocus Pocus. Instagram, The Doppler Boy. And Facebook, just my name.
DVS Domains, Peter Galenko on Twitter.
Yeah.
I never understood that name.
Yes, is my Twitter handle. I tried to, when I registered that Twitter account, I was trying to format it as VBS Domains. I had the choice to put in like first name and last name, but it wasn't for, and then just reformatted it to add domains VBS because I had the domain. Right. So anyway.
There's not a really deep story behind it, then, is what you're telling us.
It was a replacement account for. Well, I started using that. I didn't start as a replacement account. I started that account when I was getting into the main names, but then I had my handle at XVG Whale. Then I had at XVG Whale Real. Then with that, the at XVG Whale Real account. I suspended that. I switched over to my using the at domains VBS as my primary Twitter account. I think Jack Dorsey over there is just, in my honest opinion, I think their team are just they have their biases because of Bitcoin maximalism, is my opinion. But I don't know. What do I know?
You can find the video version of the show at Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude on YouTube. And if you want to find me on Twitter, look me up, Interior Wes 1, Wes W-E. It's got an E at the end, so it's not Wes. It's instead of weather, the R is a 1, Wes 1, Interior Wes 1. Anyways, and you can find this show there, and you can also listen to it live at CFUR 88.7 FM Saturday mornings or CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, or you can find us on the NCRA National Campus Radio Association site. If you happen to ever peruse on there, you can download the show there and listen to it in your car while you're driving to work. Thanks for coming on, guys. Good to see you all. And, yeah, have a great week.